Hello, I'm Miriam Margolyes, and you're at Post 10 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. As you walk along this path, towards Post 11, you may notice three of our most common native trees and shrubs. One of the best-loved British trees is the ash. Its beautiful light green leaves are formed from smaller leaflets arranged in pairs up a central stalk. Ash trees have a silvery bark, and triangular black buds grace the twigs in winter. Ash was once burned to ward off evil spirits, and sick children were passed through a cleft ash tree to cure their ailments. The tree was regarded as sacred in Norse mythology, as it was believed that the first human was carved from an ash tree by the god Odin. The timber of ash is strong and pliable, and has been used to make oars, tennis rackets, tool handles, and even the frames of cars. Ash also makes an excellent firewood, as it burns well whether seasoned or green. An old firewood rhyme says, "Ashwood wet or ashwood dry, a king to warm his slippers by." Beech trees have paper-thin, wavy-edged leaves which are a translucent yellow when young and turn dark green and then brown in the autumn. Beech has thin twigs and distinctive cigar-shaped brown buds. The triangular nuts of beech are encased in a prickly husk and are known as beech mast. In the Middle Ages, these provided valuable fodder for pigs during the autumn and winter months. The seeds are also eaten by wildlife, such as mice, squirrels, badgers, and woodpeckers. Beech are often planted as a hedging tree, and if kept regularly trimmed, they retain their leaves throughout the winter months to create a year-round screen. The smooth grey bark of beech trees was once used to make writing tablets, and the word book is thought to come from boko, an old Germanic word for beech. The hazel tree has round leaves which are pointed at the tips and covered with softly prickly hairs. Clusters of green nuts are seen in the autumn and are eaten by dormice to fatten up before hibernation. Hazelnuts also provide an important food supply for other small mammals and birds such as jays, nuthatches, and woodpeckers. Hazel often has several stems growing from a single base. This is because it was traditionally cut down and allowed to regrow to supply small poles for fencing, etc. Once cut or coppiced, the tree produces several stems and takes on a fan shape. Hazel trees were once considered to be magical and were used as wands to protect against evil spirits and in water divining. Hazelnuts were often carried as lucky charms and were thought to prevent rheumatism. To continue walking the nature trail, follow the path until you see the next arrowed post and you'll soon reach a flinty track. You've now finished the Farthing Downs section of the nature trail. To make your way back to the car park, turn right up the hill. To continue walking the Happy Valley Trail, cross over the flinty track, and Post 11 will be straight ahead.